All right. Well, since we're talking about pizza, let's talk about, are we being microwaved to death? Wi-Fi and cell phones, but do we even really care? That's a great segue, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm looking for something on this website.
Close the porn windows down.
No, the Skeptic's Dictionary.
Oh. Bestiality.com.
Oh, shit. I can't find where it is. Oh, well, that guy has a big entry on it. So are we being microwaved to death?
Yes. I guess we are.
I would say no.
I think we are. It's over. I win. All right.
Wi-Fi and cell phones. It has absolutely no health impact whatsoever.
I would say if you're talking on a cell phone a lot, you have to be microwaving yourself. There has to be something going on. It seems foolish to think that you're holding this device.
It's got about as much power as a flashlight, if that.
When you hold a cell phone up to your ear, you can hear like...
Yeah, that's called poor audio quality.
No, I'm not talking about... I'm not talking about the audio. I mean, if you turn it around and actually listen to the insides of it.
Still, that's probably the switching regulator inside it.
But what I'm saying is that all that, it cannot be good.
I'm saying that there's more radiation in the background than you get from a cell phone. I guarantee it. And not only that, the radiation you get is typically gamma rays, especially in this area where we have a problem with stuff like radon gas. It's going to be much worse than and just what few cosmic rays make it through the atmosphere are going to be a lot worse than what you get from a cell phone. Never mind that that's gamma rays and X-rays, and cell phones are only microwaves.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that...
You get more microwaves coming out of your microwave oven than you get out of your cell phone.
But over time, and the course of time, it makes sense, considering at... I mean, cell phones have probably been big, probably, what, for the last 10 years, maybe?
Yeah, but cancer rates have been going down.
Not really.
Yeah, they have been. Oh, trending over time, you know, for the last 100 years or so, cancer rates have been coming down.
But this is the last 10 years, though. Give it 20 more years, and it'll probably go back up.
That's what people were saying about radio when radio came out. And they were saying it about TV when that came out.
Well, no, I remember TV. Remember if you sit too close, the radio.
Yeah.
Or if you sit too close, it'll be bad for you. Well, that probably would be bad for your eyes if you sit close to something.
Yeah. I mean, even that, it's not exactly terrible. But that there is a real danger for prolonged exposure really close to a TV for a long period of time.
Yeah, but that's the same, too, with a computer if you're staring at a screen all the time.
Computer monitors had a lot more filtering in them.
No, I'm not talking about... I'm just talking about... just easier on your eyes.
Yeah.
Just looking at, you know, the same space, the same amount of time.
Yeah. They had a lot more filtering and things in them so that the tube-style PC monitors put out very little radiation.
Well, I'm just talking about bad for your eyes.
Well, also they were had a lot sharper image.
Yeah.
So your eye didn't have to try to focus.
With everything between Wi-Fi and cell phones and everything else that's in the air,
mm-hmm.
We are being baked to death.
No, we're not.
Yes. We just need to admit it.
No, we're not.
I'm we're going to have the same conversation in 45 years. I told you we're being baked to death.
Yeah. And we'll probably both have Alzheimer's.
And we'll be listening to these.
I need to find this.
I mean, it's not like I live in fear of it.
Yeah.
But I consider myself more of a realist. Because I use Wi-Fi all the time in my house. I love it.
Yeah. The thing is if you can't test it and get numbers for it, it doesn't happen. I mean, on what are you basing your hypothesis there?
Just because I know.
Exactly. It's just a guess. It's just a shot in the dark.
It's not a guess.
Yes, it is.
It's my opinion, and it means everything. It's reality. We should talk about conspiracies now.
Yeah, we should. I'll make that the conspiracy episode next week.
Yes. I love conspiracies. They're so crazy. Anything you can put a grain of salt to it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. Even when they have the right information, they try to fit it into their pet theory.
Yeah.
Rather than just, even if they got a piece of explosive information, they wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So, you can't trust conspiracy theorists.
They're all right. Everyone listening, they're all right.
Yes. Yeah, no way was there a seventh gunman. My dad was there. There was no seventh gunman.
All right, let's not talk about microwaving anymore.
All right.
Just remember that don't overcook your popcorn. Thank God for the popcorn button on the microwave.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you first had the microwave and microwave popcorn came out and you put it in? It was like a guessing game with the microwave. Because you'd put it in and you just had to sit there and listen and listen. And if, like, 10 seconds too long, it was like all black on the bottom. Yeah.
And, of course, the charred smell gets on everything.
Yes.
Even the ones that aren't burnt taste burnt.
It's amazing how much technology improves just that.
Yeah.
That's my whole reason for living.
Brand name imitations.
Okay.
Specifically talking derivative movies, derivative music, even derivative products like Mr. Pibb.
Okay. The first thing I'm going to bring up is old school stuff. Transformers.
Yeah.
And then you had the GoBots.
Yeah. Actually, I don't remember which one of those actually came first. They were both Japanese. Obviously, like, Transformers kind of came out, and then the GoBots were brought over to America to kind of cash in. But I think that was more of a cash in than an outright ripoff, because those things were both really popular and common in Japan.
Yeah. I think the first thing maybe would be the Gundam characters.
Yeah.
I think that's the evolution of them.
Yeah.
I remember they were like 6-inch Gundam characters, and they were actually like steel.
Yeah.
They were made of steel.
I can remember playing with one of those in Hills, and it was like $10, and I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
They always seem to have one of those out of the box.
Kids are trying to steal them?
No, it was always out of the box and marked down, and I could never afford it, because, I mean, $10, that was a lot of money, you know?
Well, before we go deeper into this, you remember last week when we were talking about the Christmas toys, and
yeah.
I brought up that Balkan thing, or whatever the hell it's called, and I said my kids didn't know anything about it? Well, this past week, my youngest boy, he says, I want this Balkan thing. He's like, fuck, I opened the can of worms.
The Balkan?
Yeah, it's like the next Pokemon thing.
All right.
Whatever it's called.
Okay. But I guess we can start with movies. I mean, there was a whole big article on Cracked today, which was really fortunate, about Canon Group Pictures, who did almost nothing but B-movie ripoffs of popular films.
Okay.
I mean, they had Cobra that was like Dirty Harry, for instance. I mean, just read the goddamn article, people. I'm not going to quote everything. But B-movies were really bad about that. They would take whatever was popular, like spiders, and then you would have a bunch of spider B-movies.
Yeah, well, the whole horror movie genre is like that, too.
Yeah.
Once you get something that hits, then it's dragged over the coals over and over again.
Yeah. And sometimes there'll even be two or three major films from major studios at the same time.
Yeah.
Like Armageddon and that other film that both...
it was
Deep Impact.
Yeah, it was Armageddon and Deep Impact.
Yeah, and one was like a... kind of a mediocre sci-fi film. The other one was Bruce Willis. It was just awful.
Well, the one, the Deep Impact one, is more like a drama.
Yeah. It's a science fiction film.
Yeah. And it's, you know, this everything else is kind of second to the story.
Yeah, whereas Armageddon was definite just crap. They definitely Deep Impact took a hell of a lot of liberties, and it's a shame to say that even though they did not do the research, it was still far more accurate than Armageddon.
Well, the thing with Armageddon is, you gotta remember, it's a Jerry Bruckheimer movie. So everything has to be over the top, and it's completely ridiculous, and everyone's yeah, fuck yeah. At one, you know, it's always the same. At one point, the guy can't do anything. Then all of a sudden, he can fucking do anything, and that's how the movie ends.
Yeah.
And that's a typical Bruckheimer action movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's true if you're listening out there.
All right. How about TV shows? All the reality shows that are just subtle reworkings of each other, like America's Got Talent, which is American Idol.
It started with Survivor was the biggest one. That's where it all began.
Yeah, but I'm talking about ones with the same premise.
Yeah.
You know, there's Wife Swap and Trading Spouses are coming out.
Which I find is wrong. How can you advertise a show called Wife Swap and there's no wife swapping in it?
Yeah.
And Trading Spouses, hello, it's just going to be about swinging?
Yeah.
I think I told Laura, I said, you know, this show would be great if the producers would make them sleep with each other. Make it completely uncomfortable. You sleep with each other now. It has to come to that. It has to.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's so much copycat. And you don't see that so much with other TV in other countries. I mean, you'll see, like, one crime drama gets popular, and then every network has crime dramas.
Yeah. Well, the same things happen.
That's actually how they brought, Jerry Zucker got hired at NBC, was because the previous guy was too slow to jump on bandwagons.
Yeah. Well, with Batman, the latest Batman, The Dark Knight, that's the perfect example. It was a superhero movie, but then it was dark, so now every superhero movie that's coming out...
But even that's bandwagon jumping because the Spider-Man films were big.
Yeah.
And even that was because, I think, what was it, X-Men?
But Batman was way out before Spider-Man. I mean, Spider-Man was...
Yeah, but Batman, after Batman Returns, the one with the nipples, that pretty much killed off the superhero franchises. And they really didn't do any more until X-Men came out.
Yeah, the Sex-Men started. And
started it all over again. But they had the Bulk and...
But even the Batman movie elevated to another level, because now it was like, we can have dark characters.
Well, it wasn't even the first superhero movie. There was some other one that was that did basically the same thing that came out just, you know, the year before and did really well. Although I think it might have been independent. I can't remember. Read the article on Cracked.
Oh, yeah. Now it's quiet. And a chill went through the room. I know with Transformers recently... There's a company that's making direct the DVD movies.
Yeah.
And they have a movie that's called Transformations.
Yeah.
It's the same.
As opposed to Transmorphers.
Yeah. And maybe that's what it's called, Transmorphers.
No, that was back when the Transformers were big in the 80s.
Oh, okay. But this, I almost want to watch it. I want to watch it on my next Netflix thing on demand. Because I wouldn't have that. I wouldn't rent that and have it sent to me. Why waste the time or the energy or the fuel to even get it to your house?
Yeah.
But it's shameless. I mean, it's called Transformations, and it's a except they don't have the money for the CG, so everything's like separate. It's probably done on a Commodore 64.
Yeah. Well, here's I call it copycat syndrome, or bandwagon jumping. Everyone jumps on the bandwagon until it collapses.
Yeah, that's especially true with movies.
Yeah, and if it crushes the talent or the audience, fuck them. It's all in the name of short-term profit.
Yeah.
And this is basically the whole problem with American business.
Yeah.
Always putting short-term profits ahead of long-term profitability.
Well, that...
If they didn't all jump on the bandwagon, if they all worked to have original ideas, they probably would be much more successful.
Yeah.
In the long run. And...
Well, that's why they made the original Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Because they see Halloween... did well.
If you're starting a new genre, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But especially when they started piling on and just all those different horror films.
Yeah.
And especially the ones that were just cheap knockoffs that didn't even have any creativity.
Yeah. Like right now, the past, you know, year or two or even longer, it's been like, you know, Rehash and Remake City.
Yeah.
You know, everything's got to get a reboot. I mean, even movies that were made not even 5 years ago, we got to reboot this.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you stop? Because there's plenty of scripts out there. You can make another movie. No one just has balls anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, there are filmmakers and studios still willing to take chances.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. If you have too many big, large media companies, then you're just going to get stuck with shit all the time.
Yeah, and let's get into music quickly. How about boy bands?
Yeah, well, that phase is kind of past, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this happens a lot in music and rap metal. I mean,
yeah. I mean, well, rap metal was popular for what, a year and a half, maybe.
Yeah, and it's as terrible. It's the same thing happened with grunge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all bandwagon jumping.
Yeah, once Nirvana broke, then all the AR reps went to
Seattle
and signed up every single band they could. Yeah. That's how a lot of bands got fucked over, too.
Yeah.
But I think they finally put the nail in the coffin when they kept promoting Screaming Trees, Screaming Trees.
And they only had one good song.
Yeah, and it just killed it off. And they're still searching for that, but now with all the niche little music and
They always keep, again, that's, they could go for long-term profitability, but they never do.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few bands out there. There's actually some decent stuff coming out of Canada.
Mm-hmm. Like No Means No.
I found a new band. I guess they released their album a couple months ago, and I listened to it, and it's actually good. They're called Inward Eye.
Okay.
The first song I heard, it almost sounds sort of 80-ish.
Yeah.
He said maybe if you had more guitars, it was a lot louder.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's pretty decent. Then I listened to the rest of the album, and the rest of the album is really strong.
Okay. I like a lot of Canadian stuff, personally.
Yeah, they actually have a lot of decent stuff. But since we're on music, I'm going to delve a little deeper. Don't worry. I keep looking at that. Relax. Just have another beer and let it go. But since we're talking about music, Radiohead's releasing a new album.
Why?
Because you want them to. It's coming out in 2010, folks. And like I put in my notes here, who the fuck cares? And if you haven't heard, have you heard the new Foo Fighters single?
No.
It's not bad if you like Tom Petty. It really sounds like Learning to Fly.
Yeah.
From Tom Petty.
Well, I like Tom Petty.
Well, so do I. And I was like, well, this isn't bad. It sounds like Tom Petty.
Yeah, I wish. That was one thing. In the 80s, you had that second classic rock thing.
Yeah.
Like Springsteen and Tom Petty. I liked that music.
Yeah. Well, Petty's not bad.
Yeah.
Even with all the pot he smokes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't even look at an interview with him, like on TV. Just, he looks like he's had at least a couple strokes. when he's not stoned.
And our little bit, in my last little piece of music news, there's still no word on the Massive Balls reissue of Badass Mothers. And some dude said, when will this happen?
I've been waiting for that for years.
Do you want to talk about ripoffs anymore?
No.
All right.
Well, all right. Cracked used to be a ripoff of Mad.
Yeah,
it was. It's not anymore.
No, it's just, they don't do the magazine anymore, do they?
No.
Does Mad still? Yeah, Mad still does their magazine.
Yeah. Well, Cracked is now. It's more like National Lampoon crossed with Maxim.
Yeah.
So, it's really good, folks.
Does National Lampoon still have a magazine?
No, they've been out.
They're
for
just
a long
more
time.
Of a brand than
yeah,
anything.
It's just a brand anymore for the last 10 or 11 years.
All right, well, let's talk about They.
Okay, who are They?
Yeah, there's always conversations when you're talking to somebody, and they'll say, you know, they are doing it to us. They.
Yeah. It's a cheap alliterative device.
Yes. And everyone's guilty of it.
Yeah. If people don't beat it into the ground, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
But, I saw Elvis eating a Big Mac at Burger King. They were with him.
Yeah, who's they?
That was from an Amiga Power magazine.
Oh. But it's always they, and
yeah,
they're doing this, and they are doing this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's when people talk about Hollywood. Hollywood thinks this. Bullshit. Holly, what? Have you known any large group of people that speaks with a united voice?
No. I can't, you know, if you're, I can't imagine anyone thinking, you watch a movie and say, well, I have to think like this now.
Yeah.
That's completely, you know, irrational thoughts. By that logic, you could say I could watch that Snickers commercial where the guy picks up the trash can and is like, no! Then by that logic, I would say that Snickers thinks that I should throw trash cans every time I disagree with something.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't be opposed to, but most people would be against that.
Yeah.
I'd really like to do that in an office setting. Someone says something and you go, no! And just throw a trash can. Mm-hmm. But they made me do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they can refer to the masses. They can refer to the government.
Yeah.
They, I mean, it's almost like just a generic victim group.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Yeah. I mean, you know what they say about podcasts.
Yes. Maybe Hollywood is making us two podcasts right now.
Yeah.
And I mean,
even any scene that's got more than about five or six people in it starts to develop factions.
Yeah.
You know,
I almost think they has been that word they has been replaced by the media.
Yeah.
Because whenever you talk to somebody about politics,
yeah.
And they're usually, if they're like a Republican or something.
Especially if they're Republican.
They're like, the media.
Yeah. Or, like I said, Hollywood, the same thing.
Yeah. Or whoever else is they could be.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that group of kids down the street. They keep riding by our house.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I'm not sure why I wanted to bring that up, but I just thought it was kind of fun to talk about.
Yeah, it was.
Oh. Wait, we should do this like real radio. So, Dave, do you like to try new foods?
Sure thing, Bob. Yeah, I love ordering stuff that I've never even heard of. Especially like at Chinese restaurants. I just kind of point at something.
You just go in there, bing, ding, dow, ding.
I'm actually not that adventurous. It's, I guess just compared to like my dad who always orders the exact same thing every day, no matter what. You know, I mean, the exact same thing from the Chinese place. If we want Chinese, if he gets a pizza, it's a plain pizza. I mean, he never tries anything.
Yeah.
And I'm not very adventurous. I don't like going to new restaurants either.
Well, why not? Are you afraid of them?
No, they're all pretty much the same. It's like, oh, gee, they serve pizza here. It tastes about the same as the pizza place next to my house.
Well, pizza is basically the same. I mean, you can have different ingredients or dough, but
yeah.
Pizza is pizza. Except if you get that really nasty cheap pizza out of the frozen food department.
Oh, sometimes I love to get those.
Sometimes they're good.
I mean, it's like, I was looking at the box for one. It was like 2,500 calories for one pizza. Oh, my God. And I ate it. I ate the whole thing.
I bet you had a lot of energy after that.
No, it makes you tired eating a whole pizza.
I ate four of those pizzas in one sitting.
The little, like, 88-cent pizzas I can eat, where they're about the size of a saucer.
Yeah. I do like to try new things sometimes when I go to a restaurant. It depends on the mood I'm feeling. But granted, I think I go to most of the same restaurants. I do most of the time just out of habit because I know that's what I want and what I like.
Yeah.
So why should I go anyplace else?
Yeah, sometimes I just order something for the hell of it.
Yeah. But going back to what you said about the pizza, it makes me think of another thing. We'll put it under this topic as well. Since we're talking about pizza and cheap pizza, off-brand foods.
Well, it really depends on the off-brand food you're talking about.
Yeah, some stuff is good. It can make it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's
the cereal in the bags.
Yes, stay away from those.
No, I love them.
Really?
Yeah, the, what is it, like Honey Nut Buster? I got a whole, almost half a bag yesterday. I love them. It's the Malto meal.
That almost sounds perverted, Honey Nut Buster.
It was a joke.
I don't remember what. I think it's Honey Nut Bunchers or something, but it's just funnier my way.
I will say soda doesn't pass.
Yeah.
Soda, the cheap soda, I like the names because the names are kind of, because it's like Dr. Bob. And it makes you wonder.
And then, like, you know, if you have something like Dr. Dew, I mean, what is that? Is that a mixture? Is it Dr. Pepper or Mountain Dew or both?
Well, I start thinking, is Dr. Bob somehow related to Dr. Pepper? But then he had a falling out because Dr. Bob came home and seen his brother, you know, Bill Pepper, banging his wife. So he said, I'm going to revenge you and make another soda. Except he could never get it right and he dies alone.
And maybe it's in the vat. That's the secret ingredient.
Maybe I'm taking it too far, but yeah, the cheap soda, you open it, I think it's just runoff. Yeah. And flat soda.
Latex house paint.
Hey, look, the soda's flat. It's good.
Yeah, there's so many things. Oats. I buy brand name Oats, but then I buy the generic raisins.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm always willing to try the generic brand.
Yeah. Frozen waffles are almost the same.
Yeah.
And ice cream gets tricky because ice cream goes... No, actually, cheap ice cream can be really bad.
But it depends because a lot of times the cheap ice cream uses like nothing but fat. So you get a much higher fat content.
Yeah.
So that can actually make it taste better. It depends on the brand.
It depends, but I would take the name brand ice cream over the cheap brand ice cream.
When I used to buy ice cream before I realized that sweet food gives me a headache, so I'd eat just a little bit of ice cream. It's like, oh, I got this terrible ice cream headache. No, it's a migraine.
You sure you weren't eating it too fast and getting an ice cream headache?
No, because I get the same thing when I eat a brownie.
Yeah. All right. Now we know to feed you brownies for all.
Sweet food triggers migraines. Remember that.
I used to pound like Häagen-Dazs, those little quart things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd
tell... Well, the thing is, I noticed that I could buy like a gallon of generic ice cream for the price of one of those little...
Oh, yeah, you can.
Jordan things. And I found that, personally, I actually like the texture better because it had so much fat in it.
Yeah.
And depending on the flavor and depending on the brand, it could actually be really good.
Yeah. The Ben and Jerry's chocolate fudge chunk, that's really good. And that's like, you eat that and you probably have diabetes after it because it's just so much chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely say, I think the name brand ice cream is definitely a win over the off brand. And maybe even some, I think the waffles are half decent. I don't really notice much.
Yeah, but I buy, let me think. A lot of what I buy is the generic stuff. I buy the generic TV dinners.
Yeah. And with cheap, like the off-brand snacks, mm-hmm. That's like really hit and miss.
Yeah. I think that we could probably just call it that. Off-brands are hit and miss, our new segment.
There are certain things you have to stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
But some stuff, I wonder where the off-brand meat comes from, like the lunch meat. Because you can buy off-brand lunch meat.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder...
Off-brand hot dogs.
Yeah.
I always buy brand-name hot dogs.
They are, yeah, hot dogs, definitely. You can tell between the cheap and the ballpark, definitely.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's not only taste we're talking about. It's also, like, lip content.
Lips and asshole content. It probably has to do, too, with... Maybe the off-brand stuff, they're using a plated shovel to move the stuff off the floor versus the higher brand stuff is using a stainless steel shovel to move the stuff off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can't confirm or deny that, so.
Is that the factory you work at?
Well, no, in food, you're supposed to use stainless steel for everything. So maybe they're just using a plated shovel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I've seen bags of cheap Doritos. And you look at the bag, and it's just, like, seasoning in the bag. You're like, oh, my God, I can't be good.
Yeah. And sometimes, even that, that's usually more miss than hit.
Yeah.
I do like some of the other brands of potato chips.
Yeah.
But especially, like, corn chips. The others are usually just too greasy.
Yeah, greasy is too much seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Seasoning is a... Who wants to empty that? And what about like off-brand SpaghettiOs and raviolis?
It depends. Again, it depends on the brand. I do not like the off-brand ravioli.
Yeah.
I found that the off-brand SpaghettiO was edible, but it wasn't great. So today I had the Chief Boyardee.
He rocks.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that this turned into a food segment.
Oh, yeah. As we review food on the discount store.
I can vaguely hear the one person that's listening to this closing their MP3 player. Click. I can't believe they're talking about food.
Are you still with us?
Please don't go. All right, well, I guess we're done with that.
Okay.
The next thing, what is next? Oh, yeah. If we were going to do a movie about our lives, who would play us? And how would we want to be portrayed?
Okay.
For me, for
Macho Man.
No, I said Louis C.K.,
okay.
Comedian. I thought he'd be a good fit because
I could see that.
He'd be angry
and
he'd
weird
be,
foreigner.
He'd be angry and funny. And my wife, I chose Salma Hayek.
I'm not sure who that is.
She's got really big boobs and she's Mexican.
Huh.
So she kind of fits my wife's description.
Your wife's Mexican?
She's part Mexican. She's
if you have
Pueblo Indian and Mexican, actually.
She's white.
Well, that's from her white mom, which is like Irish. Her mom's
yeah.
And her mom's from Wisconsin, for God's sakes. You can't get any whiter than that.
Well, what I say, I mean, I usually don't tell people that I'm part Indian or maybe even part black.
Yeah.
Bill Mayer, it was his new rule segment. If you have to list, like, what part you are for a certain race as a fraction, like 1/128 this, that doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly.
You can only go back, like, 3 generations.
You stick with the main parts. For my kids, I just said various actors. Various kid actors.
Yeah, not sure what they act like, huh?
Well, I didn't put too much thought into this.
Like Gary Coleman.
Then I said your part would be played by Chris Rock. I thought it would mix things up.
Okay.
And what about you? What do you got?
Well, at first I thought I'd just stick to my close family. You know, like my sister, my parents, my 19 aunts and uncles, their spouses, and all 43 first cousins. But, you know, that wouldn't really be fair to all the second cousins I grew up with.
Yeah.
So anyway, I figured out who would play my dad's oldest sister and her 2 ex-husbands, but I couldn't remember she had 3 kids or 4.
All right.
And then my dad's oldest brother and his wife, they were pretty easy. But who'd play all his ex-wives? I mean, I kind of gave up after the first 3 or 4.
Maybe it could be a one-man play.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I eventually just gave up. So anyway, I decided who would I want to play me in a story about my life? Someone I really fucking hate. It would have to be somebody I can't stand to subject them. It's like, dear God.
What, do you have anybody? Or you just...
Yeah, well, Bill O'Reilly. Glenn Beck. Mel Gibson. Paul McCartney. Jenny McCarthy. That's what I was thinking.
All right. Bill O'Reilly is Dave.
I'm telling you. That had to be somebody that I would want to see suffer greatly.
I think Glenn Beck would do better in that role, actually.
Probably.
I think he's more scared than O'Reilly. You know, they just, I don't know, maybe they could work together. Maybe they could play the, like that, there was a movie about Dylan that came out a couple years ago. And there was a bunch of different actors that all played Bob Dylan. I mean, do something along those lines. Where Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly share the part. All right, well. Well, how do you want you to be portrayed in this movie?
I'd want to just load it on. I'd even make up extra stuff as to how bad it was. Again, to me, it wouldn't really be how I would be portrayed. It would just, the whole point would just be Schadenfreude.
getting to watch someone that I hate suffer.
You don't hear many Viking terms today.
Yeah,